One of the most relevant uses of Maaser funds is regarding tuition. And the halachic consensus is as follows. Because we've explained that Maaser cannot be used for something that you are obligated to pay, therefore you cannot use Maaser money to pay tuition for your sons. Because a person is obligated to teach his son Torah, and therefore Maaser cannot be used for that. Reb Moshe Feinstein adds that the same thing applies for a daughter, that a person cannot use Maaser funds to pay for a daughter's tuition, but that's a discussion, and every person should ask his own Rav regarding that question. Additionally, if a person cannot afford to pay tuition without using Maaser funds, there's a strong possibility that he might not have to separate Maaser at all. So a person should consult his Rav regarding that also. But regarding tuition for older children, an older son who could technically learn by himself, or an older daughter to go to seminary, most poskim say Maaser money can be used for those tuition payments of older children. Additionally, if a person wants to hire somebody to learn with his child extra, he can also use Maaser money for that. But let's keep in mind that Chazal say that money that is spent to teach a person's children Torah is free, and the Ribbono Shel Olam pays it back. So even if a person cannot use Maaser money, it's essentially not costing him anything. It is on the Ribbono Shel Olam's bill.